You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Leading disability campaigner Dr. Lynn Berwick has published a brand new book, On the Count of Three. As a blind person with cerebral palsy, partial hearing loss, and a permanent wheelchair user, Lynn has spent her whole life within the care system. And in her new book, On the Count of Three, aims to help both carers and their families. And Lynn joins me now to tell us a little bit more about it. Thank you so much for joining us, Lynn. So can you tell us a little bit about the premise of the book and what it's about?
It's really to help people to understand the pressures and the difficulties that both families and carers have to face. And when I say carers, I mean professional carers when they come in to look after you. And it's trying to highlight the various issues like grief and loss, and what it really means to be a carer. And, of course, at the moment, we're in a situation where the employment situation is very bad for people. And so what they often say is, oh, well, if you can't get a job, be a carer. And, of course, they're not taking into consideration whether they have the aptitude for the work, the willingness, whether they really want to make a difference to somebody's life. And that is so important.
Is this something that you think is sort of not really spoken about very often? What it takes to be a carer, because we know that it takes a lot. And also who becomes carers and the care that they're able to give.
Well, so many people have the care role thrust upon them. You know, their loved one becomes sick with a stroke or, due to an accident or something like that. And they would never have wanted to be in that role. So they're faced with something that is totally alien to their way of living. And it is hard. And of course, we're really honest, most people wouldn't want to do the work because it can be often a very degrading situation for people, both the patient and those doing the caring.
But it is important that there is people having those honest conversations, isn't it? Was that something that you wanted to do when you set out writing this book?
Well, yes. I mean, I've tried to highlight the issues, and I've not given solutions because it's up to the people to think about it and try and create change. One of the things that is so important is that we need more gentleness in the care role, because when carers have been working in a nursing home, it's get through as many patients as you can in an hour. And when people, for example, care for me, the whole process from start to finish in the morning take about 2 hours. And people are always astounded just how long it takes. But when you want people to be gentle because you've got a lot of physical pain, as I have, and they come and they're not very gentle, it makes it doubly hard for everyone.
What do you think then, you know, we've spoken about that you've been within the care sector for the majority of your life. What do you think is the main thing that needs to change within the care system itself? What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think one of the things that need to change is that people need to be given a decent day's pay for the work that they do. And we know that the minimum wage is going up to £9.50, but that's not particularly good. Most people wouldn't want to spend a week. I mean, I have 24/7 living care here, and people do a week at a time. So they are separated from their families, and it's all very difficult for them. And that's why sometimes they get a lot of tension that is created between client and patient, because they don't really want to be there. They want to be with their family.
I think over the last year as well, we've had our eyes opened, I suppose, to the faults in the care system, and people have had a newfound respect for carers themselves. What do you think is the take-home message from the book that you'd want people to, once they've read it, to think about and to understand?
I just hope that people, through reading the book, will see the pressures, realise the value of what they're trying to do, and I hope that it will make them better carers at the end of the day.
Where can people find the book on the count of three and read it?
It's on Amazon, and on a count of three, not in letters but words. It's On a Count of Three, A Guide to Carers by Dr. Lynn Berwick, MBE.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us, Lynn.
Thank you very much.